This episode is sponsored by Tunbridge Accountants. Are you a creative entrepreneur looking for financial support? Do you need clarity around your numbers or help with decisions related to your business finances? Do you even know what all the numbers mean? Before I worked with Tunbridge Accountants, I definitely didn't. Wendy and Lawton are not just accountants, they're your partners in navigating the complexities of business finance. They make VAT, corporation tax, cash flow management, all of this really simple, guiding you through all the decisions you need to make, whether that's a company purchase, setting up a new business, whether to register as a business. Wendy and Lawton can give you really honest, practical advice on everything. And by letting them take care of your business finances, it then frees you up to focus on what you do best, creating and selling your products. So thank you again to Tunbridge Accountants for sponsoring this podcast.
Welcome to the Bring Your Product Ideas to Life podcast. Practical advice and inspiration to help you create and sell your own physical products. Here's your host, Vicky Weinberg.
Hi, I hope you're well. And while I am recording this in December, by the time you listen to this, it'll be January. So happy new year and happy 2021 to you. So this is going to be a shorter than usual episode before I get back into the usual schedule next week, because I'm sure lots of us are still getting back into the swing of things after hopefully taking some time off, and hopefully you've managed to rest, spend time with family or whatever you need to do to revive you. And I expect that I'll still be in that place too, of just trying to catch up after hopefully taking a few weeks off, although I'm recording this in early December, so who knows what things will be like by then. So today I just wanted to talk to you about why I still believe, despite everything that's happened in 2020, that creating products is still a viable option in 2021. If you've ever heard me talk anywhere before, and hopefully you have, hopefully you've listened to a few of these episodes, you'll know that I think creating and selling products is a really good income stream. If you listen back to episode one, so the very first one I ever put out back in March 2020, that episode is all about 10 great reasons to sell physical products. And so I go into all my reasons there. So I'm not going to repeat everything here, but I will link to that episode in the show notes. So I just want to start, I guess, by summing 2020 up from my experience, and then talk a little bit about 2021, and specifically when we're talking about creating and selling products. So 2020 has been a strange year, I think it's fair to say, and a hard year in so many ways and so many different ways for so many different people. So if we're just talking about retail and about products, then obviously high streets and physical stores have suffered a lot. Lots of places have closed. I see that walking down my own high street. Just on the news today, they were talking about Debenham stores closing down and Topshop being in the whole Arcadia group being in trouble. So it's not a great time for retail. Well, high street retail, that is, because more people than ever now do shop online. And in a recent episode, I spoke about how many visitors Amazon get every month, and it's a lot. And I tried to look up statistics for how many more people are shopping online compared to this time in 2019 or even this time in 2020. And I got a lot of results depending where I looked, and none were the same, but everywhere seemed to agree that it's increased. So more people are shopping online now than they were a year ago or 2 years ago. And I mean, I guess that's completely, you know, probably obvious. You're probably thinking, why are you telling us this? We could have guessed that. Yeah, I mean, so many retail stores have closed or have had to shut down during lockdowns. Of course, more people have started buying online. And that also means, on the other side of it, that more people are now selling products online. So there were some physical stores that now sell online that didn't used to. So places that perhaps only had a physical shop are now selling via a website, via Instagram, via Facebook, or maybe on some other marketplaces. Lots of markets and fairs have moved online. So for example, I've been seeing recently a lot of advertisement for various virtual Christmas fairs. And I read that 99,708 new sellers have joined Amazon UK in 2020. So remember, there's 14 marketplaces, and I'm just talking about one of them. And 175,858 joined Amazon.com. Now, this is crazy, I think it's crazy, because I also read that in 2017, the total number of sellers on Amazon was 280,000. So if you think that's 3 years ago, 280,000, don't know what it would have been today. But if you think in the last, you know, in just in 2020, so in 1 year, another almost 100,000 people, that's like almost a third of the whole number of sellers there were in 2017. I think that's a big increase. Bear in mind that I am recording this on, just checking the date, the 2nd of December. And if you check those statistics today, then I suspect that it'll probably be even more than the numbers I've just quoted. And I will link to the source I used for that data in my show notes in case you are interested and you want to go and take a look for yourself, because no doubt it's increased. And it also shows you how many new sellers there are on all of the other Amazon marketplaces as well, which I also think is useful because, depending where you're listening to this or what your plans are, perhaps Amazon's something you're interested in. If it is, do go back and listen to the episode I did a few weeks ago about selling on Amazon, and you might find that kind of information useful. So, coming back to sort of retail and products. So last year, or this year actually, still 2020 as I record this, my own business, Tiny Chipmunk, which is my bamboo baby products business, actually did okay. When we went into lockdown in the UK, which was the end of March, my sales actually picked up. I think April and May were some of the best months I'd ever done, particularly on Amazon. I think this was probably helped by the fact that I sell baby products, and obviously babies just keep being born, even during pandemics. And also Amazon restricted the products that sellers could send into FBA, which is fulfilled by Amazon, and baby products was one of the categories it accepted. So I had a bit of luck there in that I could still send my products into Amazon to fulfill for me. And while luckily for me, at the beginning of this year, I'd actually changed my fulfillment model, and I've actually have a third party warehouse that does some of my distribution. So they actually could have carried on fulfilling orders for me, even once I got on Amazon, as they do now when Amazon doesn't have the stock for a particular product or a particular variation. You know, some of my bowls and plates that come in lots of different colours, some of them are in the Amazon warehouse and some of them aren't, but and they all still get fulfilled. But I think that being able to have that Prime badge and to be able to get products, well, I was about to say slightly quicker. I don't know if you're finding, but at the moment I'm finding that Amazon isn't actually as quick as it used to be, and possibly my own distribution is as quick. But then there is the perception that Amazon Prime is perhaps a little better and a little faster. I definitely think that was one of the reasons why I continued to do well, even at the beginning of this year. And I fully appreciate, and I think I've said this a few times, that I was lucky. A lot of this is pure luck. If I'd been selling in a different category, if, you know, if I had a different kind of product, you know, this wouldn't have been the case. It was pure luck. It wasn't anything that I did. And I know that some people have been equally unlucky. So for example, I had a client selling suitcases, and obviously people aren't traveling as much now, so therefore people aren't buying suitcases, so their sales obviously really suffered as a result. And then what else happened this year? So there was an influx of new products. I'm talking about Amazon specifically again now. But also, you know, you would have seen a lot of these products on other marketplaces too, you know, places such as Etsy, not on the high street. So I'm thinking about things like masks and antibacterial soap. And on the subject of Amazon, in case, you know, this is something you're interested in, I can tell you that lots of products now have restrictions or require approval, which makes it even harder to sell them, but also even harder to sell products that sound like they might need approval, for example, because they happen to be in the healthcare category. So I think some of the many new sellers this year started out of necessity, because if you can't sell your products in person anymore, so maybe you always sold in a physical store, or maybe you always took your products to marketplaces, then obviously you needed to find other channels. I also think some new people started selling products this year to change their business model. For example, I have clients who couldn't run face-to-face workshops or classes anymore, and so have pivoted their business to include products that they can sell. So I'm just mentioning that to show that while it's been a tough year, I think it really has been a tough year, I still think there are plenty of opportunities to create products that sell. So in 2020 alone, I've helped a lot of businesses, possibly I should have counted them, but I haven't, but I have helped a lot of businesses start selling online or start selling on new marketplaces. And lots of them are doing really, really well. Because I think as long as you keep in mind that the most important thing is that you're meeting a need I still believe that you can do really well selling physical products. I think there's a perception that there's less money to spend, which I think is possibly, you know, true for some and not for others. But I do think that people are thinking extra carefully about what we spend our money on and where we spend our money. I think supporting small businesses is something that more of us would like to do because small businesses have suffered a lot. But I mean, if you're listening to this, presumably you are a small business and, you know, you've either got products you're selling or you're thinking about it. So I do still think that if you have a great product and you've gone through all these steps and you've validated your idea, you've took feedback from your customers on board, so you're confident you have a great product, you've worked out your margins, you're confident it's going to sell, you're confident you're selling it in the best place, so we know whatever marketplace is the best fit, I still feel that in whatever 2021 throws at us, you can still do really well selling products. And I think that the products that get created this year, some of them might be a bit different to what we've seen before. So, for example, this year, as I mentioned earlier, there are lots of sellers selling face masks, which wasn't something in 2019. I imagine many people were selling. But now, of course, they're extremely popular. So, yes, I think the products that we create might be different now. I also believe there might be more products coming on board from sellers who have traditionally offered services and want to sort of pivot, maybe add another income stream. And product is obviously a brilliant way to do this. And I think that where you sell products might be different. Either way, I still think that physical products are a great income stream, and whether that is your entire business or whether you have a service business and you're offering products as well, I still believe that in 2021, people are going to be creating products and people are going to be buying products. So why not you? If you've always dreamt of creating your own products and selling your own products, but perhaps you thought, well, I don't know, because, you know, it's been a tough year and are people still buying and do they want what I'm selling? As long as your product's relevant and you validate your idea, then why not you, and why not now? If not now, when? That's the mantra that I quite like. So if you want any help with this, then okay, there's a couple of ways I can help you. So if you go through the back catalogue of this podcast, if you haven't listened already, and even if you have listened already, you might want to listen again. So there are lots of episodes with lots of practical advice that will help you. I also have a blog you can look at, which is blog.vickyweinberg.com, and a product creation checklist that talks you through all of the stages that you need to go through, and so you can literally work through everything and tick them off as you go. If you want a little bit more help, I'm going to be relaunching my product creation course very soon, and this takes you through every stage of the product creation process in real detail. So we go into real detail in every single thing, and you also get the opportunity to join a Facebook group that goes along with that. So if there is any, you know, thing you're still not sure about, even if you're going through the course, you are not alone. You can contact me at any point and I can help you through these. I'm also going to be launching a new small group program where we will go through the same course content as the course, perhaps slightly updated for the new year, in real time, with the opportunity to ask questions and things like that. So this will be a virtual program that will be done over Zoom with a small group of people and myself, and I'll be talking you through each module. I can give you feedback on the work that you've done so far, and yeah, the idea is that we work through it together, so you've got real-time support. So I'm going to link to more information to both of these options in the show notes, and you can also go to Vicky Weinberg, that's Vicky with an I, weinberg.com, for details. So thank you so much for your time. As I say, normal service will resume next week with another fantastic interview from another product creator that, as always, I hope helps and inspires you. So wherever you're listening, have a lovely week, take care, and speak soon. Hi, this is just a little note. So if you've enjoyed this episode, or indeed any of the episodes, and you would like to, I don't know, buy me a coffee or something, you can actually now leave tips. So there's a link to how to do this in the show note. Of course, do not feel obliged to do this. This is a free podcast. This will always be a free podcast. But as I say, if you want to buy me a coffee, you can do that via the link in the show notes.